Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Maggie Maurer. Maggie, great to have you again.
Thanks, Father.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. We ask that you strengthen and renew us this day, especially through the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I thought in our last conversation that we shortchanged a very important thing in the world, namely CrossFit. But I do think, you know, the importance of exercise and fitness in the life of a disciple, you know, that we know that the Lord has given us our bodies as a temple, you know, and that we have, you know, the fifth commandment binds us to live a healthy lifestyle. So I think in talking about these things, one, we connect the spiritual life. Two, you know, we are an incarnational people. So.
Right, and I think surprisingly you find a lot of parallels with the life of a disciple and CrossFit, because I remember the first day I walked in, you know, you'd see people doing like 100 pull-ups in a row and just thinking, well, I can't do that. But the thing about CrossFit is they'll never turn you away and they'll never tell you not to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything in CrossFit is scaled to the level that you can compete at. And so if you can't do a pull-up, then you'll start doing another exercise that eventually you'll work up the strength to eventually get to do a pull-up. And so you're always going to be doing something. And so just like in the life of a disciple, you know, you might not be like starting to pray an hour a day or going to daily mass, but you can start with 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can start with 10 minutes of reading the daily readings or something like that. There's never going to be a point where you're going to be told to go away. You're not strong enough. You're not holy enough, right? There's always a place to start.
Mm-hmm. I think the important thing with CrossFit too is the community. And I think that that's where, you know, when we talk about being disciples, especially missionary disciples, how we can bring the gospel to others, it is through these sort of genuine friendships,
mm-hmm.
Especially with people who may not normally encounter, you know, a Christian or, you know. So I think this, what I've been, at least in my own experience with CrossFit, really struck by is, like, through the friendships, how it's a whole nother way to kind of witness to the Lord.
Yeah, and I honestly learned so much about how to be a missionary disciple from the people at CrossFit, because my second day of class, I walked in and every single person remembered my name.
Mm-hmm.
They had just met me one time and they all knew my name the next day that I was walking in. And so that was kind of like a reality of check of like, man, if I see someone at Mass, I mean, I don't know them, am I asking their name?
Mm-hmm.
Am I remembering their name for next week at Mass when I see them? So it's very humbling, and it's really a check on, you know, how sold out I am for the mission of Jesus and his church. It's something that I can learn from people at CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That I moving away from CrossFit, less those who may not be inclined to it are like, kind of move on, please.
Right, they're like, you crazies. Stop talking about that.
The thing that that I find interesting too is with your work in catechesis, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about that. So you are finishing up a master's at Franciscan U. Is that?
That's right. So I have about 2 semesters left until I get my master's in catechetics and evangelization through Franciscan University of Steubenville. So I've been taking classes online since I've graduated from Ohio State in 2018. So I'm in the home stretch.
And how would you explain catechesis? I think people hear this all the time. But of course, Franciscan, you has a very beautiful and I would say a rich understanding of catechesis.
Absolutely. So catechesis literally means to echo down. And so what we do in catechesis is we echo down the teachings of Christ that have been echoed down from the apostles all the way through the last 2,000 years. And we're not teaching something new. We're not teaching our own opinions, our own agendas. We're just passing on what Christ first passed on to us. And so that is catechesis. And my degree in catechetics is the art of teaching catechesis. So how do we make missionary disciples in the classroom, in RCIA? How do we teach for conversion, basically?
Beautiful. The in your role, and you're at St. Michael's.
Correct.
And in this sort of role of catechesis, what kind of ages do you work with?
So since I work with faith formation, we have kids in faith formation from kindergarten through eighth grade. And over the past 3 years that I've been at St. Michael's, we've had this steady kind of transition where we went from PSR, which is called Parish School of Religion, and that's when you usually see parents drop off their kids for an hour every week, and they'll learn in the classroom, and then they'll go home. That has not been super effective in making missionary disciples. And so over the past couple of years, we've transitioned from PSR to a family faith formation model. And really, that has been sped up by coronavirus. So we're thankful that God can work in and through all things. Because this year, we went an entirely at-home family faith formation. And so my job is to basically empower parents to teach their kids at home. And so the way we do that is through, at the beginning of every month, we'll have a parent meeting where I get to catechize, so I get to pass on, to echo down the teachings to the parents, and then the parents can then take what they learned and then teach that to their children over the course of that month.
The with COVID and everything, how, you know, it kind of, I think it did reveal to us some flaws with this model of PSR that we've been doing. You know, so usually it's the public school Catholics who, you know, aren't getting the daily catechesis that you would get in Catholic education. And normally, you know, a parish would gather them together, offer classes once a week, and usually it's in a sit-down setting, you know, a classroom setting, and then they go through some sort of text with various activities. But you know, you think these poor kids have been in school already 5 days a week for, 7 hours, you know, a day. They've sat through desks. Then you call them in once a week. And then you only have an hour a week. And, of course, you know, maybe 2 hours, however. But, you know, half of the time you're kind of wrestling the kids for the kids' attention. So you may get like 30 minutes of good content.
If that, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I speak of this as a man of experience, you know, since I was I went through public education. I know what these PS, I had to go through this stuff. And even back then, it was not very effective. And it's only, especially like, I would imagine with the attention of even today's modern contemporary students, how difficult the task is. And I think in a lot of families, they think that this is the sufficient means by which their children are going to learn the faith, which, of course, like a half hour a week is not going to get the job done. So this shift in a couple different parishes have done it, especially with COVID and the shutdowns and everything, where we really could not have in-person classes, to move to more of a home-based model. What kind of fruits are you seeing already from this shift?
Yeah, so luckily this year, a lot of my contact is with the parents. So I get to hear a lot of parent testimonies they share very vulnerably about how the year is going. And at these parent meetings, I remember the very first parent meeting back, a mom came up to me, and she had told me that this was the first time she was leaving the house since March. And my jaw just dropped, and I just thanked her that she was coming back, stepping aside, putting away all the fear, and just realizing that faith was a priority. And not a month later, another mom had said that she had started going back to Mass, because if she can come to a parent meeting and start learning in order to pass on this information to her kid, then the best place to go would be to go to Mass. And so hearing these stories about parents coming back to the church, coming back to Mass for the sake of their children, I mean, that's what it's all about, because the solution is basically empowering our family units. You know, our families are going to save the world if they're centered on Christ, and that's the whole goal of our faith formation program.
Yeah, and, you know, it really strikes me, too, that in the general experience, well, I'll send the kids off. And this is the same with really Catholic students too, you know, Catholic school students is, well, I'm going to send the kids off to get educated and formed in the faith, however it might be it through PSR, through Catholic schools, rather than that kind of being done within the context of the family. Now, not to say that it doesn't, we don't need the other way too, but to do it within the family, what it does is it takes the faith from just being the personal responsibility of this child, of this student, to actually becoming something that really binds the family and renews the family. So if the family is talking about whatever the subject might be of the week, you know, if it's the Eucharist or if it's prayer, well, then that's really an invitation to everyone in the family to really be moved.
Right, and I think what you're talking about is this integration between faith and life. And when these kids would just come into an hour of catechesis once a week, and then they'd go home and they would never see anything that they learned activated or like practiced, then there would be a huge disconnect, because then they just have a negative connotation for the faith of, oh, like I need to go back to school for an extra hour and learn about Jesus, who's actually like maybe not affecting their real life in any way. Whereas if we create this home model where the parents are disciples teaching their kids how to be disciples, then all of a sudden faith is integrated into life, and that's where we see the transformation of the family.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Maggie. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Maggie Maurer. Until next time, peace and all good.